music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.
Swiping away on my Tinder, but there's no one I matched. Now I'm getting so desperate that I might go on maths. There's a singles party, but there's just one hitch. You have to bring someone that you broke up with.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to call Brayden.
Thank you, X. An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, X.
Well, you know the hitch. You heard it in the wacky jingle right there. Yeah, okay. You can come to our singles party, but the hitch is you've got to convince your ex to come along with you. And we're looking at this registration, Evie and Fev, at fox.com.au, and we reckon this might be our first rejection. We're not super confident with this one, but we do have Siggy from Eltham on the line, guys.
Hello, guys. How are ya?
Morning, Ziggy. What's that short for?
Sigourney.
Sigourney.
That's a great name.
Yeah,
beautiful name.
Fancy, isn't it?
Wow. Yes. What nationality are you?
No, I'm just Australian. My parents got it off Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't really like her, but...
Well, oh, she's great.
Wow.
What do you do with yourself, Ziggy?
I am a dog groomer.
Oh, there you go, Evie.
That's a great job. Good on you.
Yeah,
now, do you have an ex?
Sorry?
Do you have an ex?
Yes, I do.
What's his name?
Brendan.
Brendan. The trouble.
Is it you?
Dossie boy, Brendos. Yeah.
Brendos. Yeah.
How long were you together for?
I reckon about two, three years. I can't really pinpoint it, but it was a while.
Memorable.
And how did you break up?
It was great. It was a fun time.
How'd you break up?
Pretty much, I think I just was a bit too much for him, a bit too much fun, and couldn't handle me, I think.
Oh. He's so Brendo's the sort of dude that just likes to settle down and doesn't want to go out too much, where you're the outgoing personality.
Yeah, I think so. A little bit too crazy.
Who wants to go to a thank you ex party and invite the bloke who's boring along?
Exactly. Well, he can try and be my wingman. Let's see how it goes.
It'll be interesting to see. What will be interesting here also, I mean, obviously there's going to be the awkward invite, but whether that's his version of events.
Yeah,
I'd love to ask Brendo.
Of the breakup.
Because us Brendans are outgoing.
He's not going to admit he's boring, but we'll see.
Brendans are outgoing. Don't worry about that.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
We're about to call one of Melbourne's most boring men, Brendan.
All right, Brendan, let's get you take over, Ziggy. You chat to him.
Hello.
Dossie boy, it's Siggy.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's up with you, darling?
Not so much.
Missing me as per usual, probably?
yeah, that's it.
Sorry, I was just wondering if you wanted to come to a little shindig with me, a bit of a singles party.
A singles party with you?
Yeah, I'll a singles party.
I'll have to pass on that. That'd be way too awkward, so...
Oh, come on.
Brendo, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron. Brendan.
Brendan.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron here. It's actually Brendan. I'm B1, you're B2. We're actually having a thank you ex party where you have to bring your ex along. So you don't have to do anything. You just hook up with other people. It's awesome.
Yeah, but what? I have to hang out with her for the night?
No. As soon as you walk in, mate, you separate. You can have beers. We've got Illy playing. There's going to be heaps of other exes there that you can chat with.
There'll be women there.
Oh, come on.
Aye. Yeah, I guess so. That could
Are
work.
Are you single,
yes.
Brendan?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, well, you got it. Oh,
perfect.
I mean, we got there in the end. I reckon. The promise that he didn't have to be anywhere near Siggy was what got him over the line, Fev.
Yeah,
I can sort of feel Brendan's pain.
It was hard enough when we were together, let alone now.
We got a version of why you broke up from Siggy. What's your version? Why did you break up?
Why did we break up? I don't even want to know hers.
She just said, because you're boring.
Yeah. she kind of nailed that.
Oh, he is boring.
Yeah,
okay, there we go.
All right, Brendo, I'll be your wingman too, mate. You can hang out with me. We'll have a couple of frothies.
Yeah. Easy done.
Good stuff. So it's at the Village Bell in St Kilda. It is next Thursday, mate. So Siggy just assumed you'd be free, but it's next Thursday, all right?
Yeah, lucky she didn't say Thursday, because Thursday night's pub night. boys.
Well, no, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Yeah,
so. but lucky she didn't tell me before and it's accepted.
All right, because you've accepted now and it's binding. All right, good on you, mate. So cancel that because you're going to be at the Village Bell.
I think he wants to hang out with me, boy.
I think he loves Fev.
I love him too.
It is all happening. Illy performing live as well. If you want to register, fox.com.au for our Thank You X singles.
Thanks, guys. Woohoo!
See you there.
Bye.
Bye.
The Village Bell Hotel St Kilda, where Melbourne goes to play every weekend. 101.9
The Fox.
Fev.
Yeah.
You, on occasion, will put a line through a celebrity or a personality and you'll say that they are...
Done!
Now, you've got one coming up. It's a very high-profile Australian that's rubbed you up the wrong way.
Hmm.
Yeah. Before we get there, just a quick reset of some of the other personalities.
Oh God!
That Fev has decided he's had enough. He's absolutely done. Darryl Braithwaite. This was Fev's favourite song back in the day. He's famous for singing along to it. There was then an incident.
He didn't help us out, did he?
Well, there was an incident in Bali, and
we brought his song back.
Yeah,
his song was buried. That's... Now it was like the number one trending song last year.
Yeah, you made it that, Fev, and he just didn't appreciate
it. We made that, Byron.
What we had done for him, to the point he didn't play ball when we were in Bali for your Bali Bucks, and you made quite the announcement.
What has happened between you and Darryl? What's the beef?
Well, nothing. We haven't spoke. Might be an issue.
Are you upset?
We're upset. I'm upset.
Well, you're saying Darryl didn't play ball?
No, we didn't.
He didn't really get... Look, Shannon Noel got you up on stage, had a sing-along.
That was massive.
We all had the Darryl... ice cream. We wanted to come to the party and...
Darryl requested you don't get up on stage.
Darryl?
I've got to find a new song.
That's a real shame.
That was after my Bucks in Bali, Evie, and I was in a pool seeing if it goes purple. We'd had a few... We had a big night.
Feb was
it go
tired
yellow?
And emotional.
Oh mate, I wouldn't even remember.
Kerry Armstrong is someone that you
what?
Well, you have a link to Kerry Armstrong.
This is the one I said not to play.
Oh, sorry. Anyway. Well, it's too late because I've said her name now. Kerry Armstrong was in the jungle. I'm a celebrity. God.
Was she in the jungle with you, Feb?
No, she came up to me at a function and went nuts about this, and that's why I said don't play it.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
whoops.
She's about to do it again.
Here we go.
Throwing Kylie under the bus, Nicole Kidman.
Not our Kylie.
Not our Kylie.
So is she done? Kerry's done?
Done.
Done. Sorry about that. And even our own staff.
I literally had an argument with that lady about that audio and I couldn't remember. And now obviously she was right, so.
Oh no, that's now back out there.
I backtracked 100 miles an hour and said, I never said that. I don't think it was me. I can't really remember.
A couple of staff members here. No one is safe. Even good friends of the show like...
Well, they're all done now for putting that on.
Hamish Blake.
I don't have a few. They're making it up.
You're just sitting there going, you're dead to me, you're dead to me.
Well, you're done.
Hamish is done. Carrie Bickmore.
Well, can I just say, and in defence of Carrie... No, she's not done.
She's on the radio station. She's at Feef's house for dinner half the time.
Feef, didn't you just do her show with her?
Yeah, but she's done on our show. No, she's not done.
So
she's
now
lovely.
Who's the latest? Who's the latest person that's done?
Well, the latest person who's done is the one and only. It hurts me to say this because we got him on our show a lot last year. We helped him to pursue his dream. We had him on. We backed in everything that he put forward.
Oh, yeah.
Even when some of our listeners didn't want him on, we backed him in. ScoMo.
Done.
You're done.
Why?
We asked you for
because
a favour yesterday.
Yes.
We asked him for a favour yesterday. Donald Trump texted Miley Cyrus about Liam. And Liam's one of our own. And all I wanted was ScoMo to come on and just defend him.
Yeah, Donald tweeted, yeah.
He tweeted, yeah. And he didn't give anything. He's too busy giving $2 billion to other countries.
Yeah.
Didn't want to talk to our show that made him. So, ScoMo, it's been good, bro.
So he's...
Done.
He'll never be on the show again. So put a line through him. Mm-hmm. Carrie Bickmore, Hamish Blake.
Well, he used us.
Okay.
He's already used us.
Well, he did. He got elected, didn't he? And then we were.
Done.
So,
And he's blown us up. But sometimes you just got to, you know, if people give you something, you got to give something back in return.
He's trying to
run a friendship.
He's trying to run a country. I mean,
he was running a country when he was coming in here doing all these things, wasn't he?
Very
same
fair
thing.
Point.
Yeah.
Done.
Anyway, done.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of things done today. There's a few segments done.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, you know, if you listen to our show on a Tuesday, we have a real fun little phone in called Tradeoke.
Oh, yes.
Tradies.
Great segment.
Sing their favourite karaoke songs. Tradeoke has been great for us. Also, Disneyoke. We've done that. that from time to time where you call in and sing your favourite Disney songs. Well, we got our hands on this great prize and we thought, well, we could have a bit of fun with this. Hugh Jackman is bringing The Man, The Music, The Show to Melbourne this weekend. HughJackmanTheShow.com. Everyone wants to get their hands on these tickets. So we thought,
that's this weekend.
Yeah, we won't just open the phone and call now to win them. We'll have a bit of fun with it with a new segment that we are calling...
Whoa, whoa, want some tickets? Tickets to see the greatest showman. It's so easy. It's easy breezy. Just call us up and if you sing a musical, then you will see Hugh Jackman live and you will have a blast. Maybe see those abs.
Oh, wow. Wow, how about that?
That's almost his best.
Huge,
that was amazing.
That was Hugh Jackman Oki is what we're calling it. Hugh Jackman Oki. Now, the way it works is...
He should just hire Leon to sing with him.
Actually, that will get Leon probably a walk-on part in the show.
Unbelievable. We've done this before, Byron, where we've had Tradie Oki, and we've had some people ring up and sing some stuff from
musicals.
Phantom of the Opera, like Hannah. Remember Hannah?
It was brilliant. The way this is going to work is you're going to call, it has to be a musical number, not any pop song. It must be a musical. This was a great example, Feb.
In sleep he sang to me, in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again? For now I find the Phantom of the Opera is there inside my mind.
Oh, that was awesome. Did you hear the clicks, him keeping time with himself? Oh, that was so good.
Evie, I've been in a few musicals and a few plays. I did a pantomime.
Which one?
About a year and a half ago. What? A sailor went to see to see what he could see. On the first day of sailing, the sailor said to me, I had to sing all the way up to 12.
That's brilliant. Aww.
And then I had to go all the way back down and run around. I was awesome. And then my pants fell down.
Were they meant to?
No.
Hey. Oh, so let's have a think, Evie. Now, to help people out, you have to sing a musical number to win these tickets. Now, the phone's already going crazy, but let's just steer people in the right direction. What are some
musicals? Grease Lightning.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Go, Brandon.
That's a good option.
Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, Oklahoma.
You know, as far as Hugh Jack.
If anyone's ever got Oklahoma.
Don't sing that one.
Don't sing that. What about Greek one, the Greek one.
Yeah, with Grease Lightning.
Yeah, Grease Lightning.
It's Grease the Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
Okay, so we're done there.
Grease Lightning.
You could perform something from Cats.
Memory.
I mean, that'd be emotional.
The Lion King?
Well, The Lion King would be great.
Oh, The Lion King.
That is a musical. Have a think about it, because the best performer wins these hot tickets to see Hugh Jackman. Call us right now. It's Hugh Jackman Oki.
101.9 The Fox.
Right now, to give away tickets to Hugh Jackman in Melbourne this weekend.
Whoa, whoa, want some tickets? Tickets to see the greatest showman. It's so easy. It's easy breezy. Just call us up and if you sing a musical, then you will see Hugh Jackman live and you will have a blast. Maybe see those abs.
Oh, well done. Okay, so Hugh Jackman is bringing The Man, The Music, The Show to Melbourne this weekend. HughJackmanTheShow.com.
Byron, can I just say that is huge.
Done, Evie.
Well done.
Bev, do you like it?
Yeah, that was great. I was going to try to get a Jackman in there, but I'm not that smart.
Now, the way this works, Feb, of course, you have to sing. You call up and sing live on air. It must be a musical number in honour of the great Hugh Jackman, who just loves himself a musical. It doesn't have to be specifically a Hugh Jackman musical.
Yeah. Loves himself.
Can be
loves
any,
himself.
Any.
Boring. Don't you make it?
Loves himself a musical.
Cool. Heard loves himself.
Well, I think confidence is important in show. He probably does love himself.
Well, he should.
Someone's got to love someone, Byron. We've got Sasha from Hampton Park. Good morning, Sash.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. You like a bit of a musical?
I love a good musical.
Ooh, yes. What are you going to pump out for us this morning?
Oh, my God, you guys, from Legally Blonde.
Oh, this one. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. This is the one he's going to sing for us.
Awful.
Okay.
Righto, Sash, we'll get behind you, mate. Take it away.
Dear Al, he's a lucky guy. I'm like, gonna cry. I got tears coming out of my nose. Matt Brock, he's a campus cat. You're a perfect match because you both have such great taste in clothes. Of course he will propose. Dear Al, honey, mazel tov. Future's taking off. Bring that ring back and show it to me. 4 carats, a princess cut. Are you psyched or what? I just wish I could be there to see when he gets down on one knee. Oh, my God, you guys. Let's go home before someone cries. If there ever was a perfect couple, this one qualifies. Oh, my God, you guys.
Yes!
Well, Sash, I can't take back that 40 seconds, but that was amazing.
That was amazing.
The fact that you know all the words to that is incredible.
Yeah. Now, you are in the running for the tickets. It will be the best performance. We've got two more contestants, so hold there, Sasha. You might well win the tickets. Who knows? Another one here, Fev.
Morning, Ash from Hurst Bridge. Good morning.
Hi.
Did you like that one, did you, Ash?
Oh, God. I think that really just stop.
it was quite long. It did go a little over.
Oh, Ash, you're the best. What are you going to sing for us?
Defying Gravity.
Oh, boy. This is the one we teased towards as being one of the most difficult songs you could possibly sing.
Wow.
Can I just...
have a listen. Yes, Evie.
That is an extremely hard song. Mm. That has a high G in it with a head voice, which is almost impossible.
Byron's got a high G on.
What? Sing. Okay. Fair enough.
I hope Ashley hits it.
Can I just put on the record I'm not wearing a G string? Okay.
Say so.
Ashley, here we go.
Good luck, Ash.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't hold me down.
Get off.
Oi,
I mean, sorry, that was really good. Really well
she's
done.
She's had a crack.
Oh, that was excellent.
She's had a crack. Well done, Ash.
You
were
defying something.
Thank you,
well
Ashley.
Done.
Possibly not our clubhouse leader.
No, for effort, she might be the clubhouse leader. Dean from Essendon, good morning. Dino!
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you going to pump out?
I'm going to pump out Not My Father's Son from Kinky Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
My father's son.
Yes, Deb knows it well.
Singing along.
I'm not the image of what he dreamed of. With the strength of spider.
Give it a slow bed.
It's pretty heavy.
Sad song.
Give it a soft bed,
there won't be any, but there's no instrumental. It's a cappella.
Dean, come on,
Dino from Essendon. Evie and I are going to just sit back and listen to the beautiful voice of Dean from Essendon.
Thanks.
No pressure, mate.
No.
Just kick and boots it.
A lot of people listening.
Yeah.
Look at me, powerless and holding my breath, trying hard to repress what scared him to death. It was never easy to be his type of man. To breathe freely was not in his plan.
Dino.
Sure, that was excellent.
All right, you're right, all right. It's a tough choice today, guys.
Surely it's the easiest choice ever.
What do you mean?
No one was all that good.
What are you talking about?
Ever.
The fact that Sasha and Dean really tried and they were not that good, and Ashley was mucking around, and she was still... I'm going to give it to Ash.
Yay!
I loved it. Ashley!
No!
She was amazing.
Well done,
she had
Ashley.
A crack. She owned that she was bad. The other two actually thought they were good. That's the difference.
Ashley, you're the winner. Well done.
Oh, God, Sev, I love you.
She has won, and congratulations to you. This is going to be great. HughJackmanTheShow.com for the details for the tickets. Hugh Jackman bringing the man, the music, the show to Melbourne this weekend. Yes, Jacko is in town.
Hey, Ash, can you give us that high G just before the news?
101.9 The Fox.
Thank you. X. An awkward text. Who is...
So if you're single, this is going to be an awesome party. We've got Illy playing live. It's at the Village Bell Hotel in St Kilda, where Melbourne goes to play every weekend. There is a twist. You have to invite your ex along. So it's a singles party, but we're calling it Thank You X. So if you can convince your ex to come along, register right now at fox.com.au. Look, it's going to be a fun night, but let's be honest, Fev and Evie, it's also going to be an awkward night.
Yeah, well, I'm there for all the awkwardness. Now, the other day we had an ex-couple called Emily and Sean. Mm-hmm. Theirs was a bit interesting
because they've been on and off.
Right.
So, but Emily had this to say.
We do have a pact that if we're still single at 30, that we could get married.
Jeez.
Ooh.
So, I think a lot of people say that.
What? So you really? Almost become a sort of a fallback position, like if things don't go well, if my dream doesn't play out.
Well, Fev, you've been with Alex for like a really long time, so you wouldn't have someone that you've made that pact with. But I've been on and off.
No. No, I don't.
Byron, have you ever had a pact like that?
No, because it's just circumstance hasn't been like that for me. But people, what?
I have.
What do you mean?
I had a guy, a friend from when we were younger, and we had a pact. I'd say probably 18, right. 19.
Oh, okay. So Stephen?
No, it wasn't. It was another guy, right. Justin.
Justin?
So you said to Justin that when you both hit maybe 30?
Yeah, I think we said 40.
Right.
40.
So, well,
what are you 40 yet?
46, and I can't find Justin. I've been looking for 6 years now. Justin Lovridge, where are you?
Yeah, honestly, let's find the guy because...
Justin who?
No one.
Okay, she didn't
say Lumbridge.
Anyway.
Lumbridge.
Why don't we... look? Because I tell you what, it would be a brave thing to admit. If you call us right now, if you've made one of these marriage pacts where you say to someone, hey, you know, like if I don't find someone I'm actually in love with, I'll marry you.
Jason Favola just sent me a message, Byron.
Mm. What's your brother saying?
Byron's got no backups.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jason.
Oh,
always appreciate his input. 13, put your phone down, Fev. Jason's got you on speed dial. 13 10 60. So call us now if you've made one of these pacts. Effectively, you're saying you'll do. Like, yeah, all right.
I did one in grade 6.
Yeah, you did?
When I got married on the hill.
Oh, bless.
Well, when I was in grade 6.
What was her name?
Kate.
Kate who?
Taylor. She's married to Austin Jones.
Okay.
Well, that's just nice. That's a nice story.
But she's married. I'm not married.
A lot of people make these pacts, don't they?
Well,
Has anyone followed through?
Yeah, actually got married
has
and done it.
Has anyone actually done it?
So on your wedding day, you're looking going, right, I'm not in love with you, but you'll do.
But you will, you know what? If a promise is a promise.
That's unbelievable. 13, 10,
I don't even like you, but I'm desperate.
13, 10, 60.
Justin, where are you?
I doubt we'll get a call, but we'll see how we go.
101.9. The Fox.
Yeah, we're having that singles party next week. Can't wait. Yes, awkwardness.com/ I'll be there.
Hey.
And we were speaking with that girl yesterday, Emily, and she said, shall I say what she said or shall she say what she said?
Let's she say what she said.
She?
Yep.
We do have a pact that if we're still single at 30, that we could get married.
So they've been on and off again, but they're clearly, they're not each other's the one. Like they're pretty much over each other.
Not first choice.
But that's amazing. They're going to get married if they don't find someone up to the age of 30.
Yeah, I think most people have these pacts.
Geez, you'd be flat if like she got to 30 and she was married and then old mate wasn't. And he was like, oh, I really wanted to be with you, but you're... That'd be the awkwardness. Jackie from Pakenham South, good morning.
Hey, Darren.
We're good. Have you made a pact?
No, my mum did about nearly 50 years ago that she would marry my dad if he could afford to buy her a particular ring, which she knew we couldn't afford.
Oh, my God.
And he bought a Tatsuto ticket, one Tatsuto, bought her the ring.
Oh! Done with him ever since.
That is amazing. So he literally won Tatsuto, which was your mum.
Yeah. And she went to my dad and my granddad at the time and she said, what do I do? Because I don't want to marry him. And he said, bad luck. You told him you'll do it.
Are they still together?
They are still together.
And you know,
beautiful story.
Happy? Like, yeah, there was meant to be. Tax Lotto made sure.
They are certainly happy. So they'll be at my 40th birthday this weekend.
Oh, happy birthday.
How many kids is there?
Three of us.
That's unbelievable.
I love
so
that.
So three times they loved each other.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Wow.
Good. Was that good math, Byron?
Yes, excellent math. That is not a romantic story, is it? I mean, that is literally just, I got the money, I guess.
Do you know,
no, that is a beautiful story.
It actually is a reality story, and I like that.
Okay.
That was really romantic.
Yeah.
They're still together 60 years later, Byron.
They were meant to be. The universe 100% knew they were meant to be together. So much. Mm.
That is the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
The bit where she really didn't want to marry him, but she didn't felt like want she had him. To.
No, but then he had to go, he wanted to get her a ring. One Tatsuto. Lotto.
That's beautiful.
They're together. They've had kids and they're still together 60 years later.
I got that wrong. That was beautiful.
It's beautiful. Philip from Keysborough.
Hey, how you going?
Not bad, Phil. I'm just getting a bit emotional after that beautiful story.
this one's going to knock your socks off. I'm a bit like
okay.
Okay. Tell
us. So I met my wife when we were 13. We met a pact when when we were 13 to say at 25, hey, we're going to get married. And 25, we did. And she's a model, so I'm out of my league. Like, just wait.
Don't say like me.
I reckon, Fev.
So you're both betting above your averages. But how old are you now?
I'm 29.
And you're still together?
Yeah.
You've been married for 4 years?
Yep, been married for 4 years.
How is that going to knock my socks off? You married your childhood sweetheart, yeah?
Sorry?
You married your childhood sweetheart?
Well, I guess so. I think, she was mine. I don't know if I was hers.
Well, thank you for that.
These I reckon you might have been.
Beautiful,
she married you.
Touching stories of love.
Well done, Philip. I want to see his wife. Brian, have you made a pact with your new girlfriend?
No, to be honest, I don't want to get all mushy, but like I'm all in on my new girlfriend, Alex. Like I'm putting all my chips in. I've got no backups.
Oh. Well, she'd be putting her chips in, not making a pack. You'll be in a home in about 5 years, so she'd be
all right. All right, okay. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Big week on The Bachelor, wasn't it? Wow, I mean, this is all happening on The Bachelor. Everyone watching it. And in fact, our regular guest, Rosie Wardland, knows so much about The Bachelor. She has her own podcast, the Just the Gist podcast, available on Podcast One. Rosie Wardland is back in the studio, guys.
Oh, wow. You guys, it's Dog C-Word Week.
It was. How do you think he took that?
Oh, look, I think that everyone was really shocked that he didn't kick out the girl who called him Dog C-Word straight away because he wanted to give her one more chance to admit her loyalty. So he catapulted bouquets at her across a field and made her try to catch them. But then when she didn't catch enough, he decided it was time to kick her out of the house.
I'm just not sure how exactly things move forward for us, Mon.
You don't want me to be here anymore?
Yeah, I think it's for the best that you leave the mansion.
Ooh.
Now, Feb's laughing. I don't think you realise how serious this is, my friend.
This is life and death. Surely she saw the writing on the wall the night before.
Well, she doubled down. She would not admit that she said it, and he wanted to keep her so badly because he wanted to nuzzle his face in her boobs.
No, the producers wanted to keep her.
No. She had the best cleavage of them all. He gave her a million chances to stay, but she doubled down. And in the end, how can you keep someone who called you a dog C-word and didn't apologise? Yeah.
It's not
just
ideal.
Admit it. Not ideal.
When Oshie came in? I mean, that was a moment, wasn't it?
Oh, look, when Oshie came in.
From Woolworths?
From Woolies.
No, not the Oshies.
Oshie's hair wandered into the mansion and he said to the girls, look, I'm taking a break from being Celine Dion's Merkin to tell you that Monique just got kicked out and they reacted just as you would think.
Matt and Monique have just had a very serious conversation. It appears the events of the last few days are just too much to overcome.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
What?
After very serious consideration, Monique has left the mansion.
What the hell just happened?
Mary. That bitch is gone.
What?
Yeah, she's the best. Osher's not needed on that show, is he? He dramatises.
Hey, look, he's got to earn the gold logie, so he's got to come in every few minutes and tell them exactly
he
what's
really
going on and then
in,
walk
he?
Out again.
He walks in like, oh, this is really serious, but no one cares. Everyone knows what's going to happen.
He cares. He cares
about the moolah.
Where to now? It's obviously Monique's gone.
Yes.
I mean, but I think we mentioned this when The Bachelor came in. Does it not set a dangerous precedent? Because they all backstab. Are we going to kick everyone off for saying something bad behind his back?
Yep. Well, look, we're thinking now, though, that Abby, the girl who dobbed her in, is going to be next to go. Because is it bad to call him a dog C-word, or is it worse to be the one who dobs on the person?
I asked him that yesterday.
Mm.
And
what
he said, I want to know these things.
Yeah, he
so,
did.
And well, I need to know what's going on. And right.
I think it's smart that Abby told him because she got the sexiest girl on the show kicked out. She's treating The Bachelor like Survivor.
Oh,
she is playing strategic.
She wasn't the sexiest.
Well, she had the biggest boobies.
No, back to the boobies.
It's not all about boobs. It's about the heart.
Is it?
Abby's found her own hidden immunity in Mon's flowery language.
Yes.
On that, do you think there's anyone actually normal enough that is still in there to be with him at this point?
Well, look, there's one girl who's a chemical engineer, but most importantly, she has amazing abs. So he really likes her. It's looking like she might make it to the end, and a few other standard issue blondes.
Is that Helena?
Helena. She'll and win. Then Chelsea is the chemical engineer.
Yeah, I reckon Helena will win.
Oh, you've got money on Helena? Yeah.
She's all right. The best. Perhaps she's Fev can have a chat with Rosie on her podcast about this. It's the Just the Gist podcast.
Do you get paid for a podcast?
Well, you can talk to Rosie about that and work a fee out
it's
for yourself.
It's a great podcast.
Make sure you're listening. It's on Podcast One. Rosie Wardland, thanks for being part of the show.
Bye.
12 to 9.
101.9. The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
The lines are open. If you've got an amazing story for us, Evie and Fev will let you know. If it's as amazing as you think it is, to get us going, it's actually our digital guy. He does all of our Instagram posts and all that good stuff. Will assures us he has something amazing for us right now.
I didn't volunteer this. And it's not even a story. I said a couple of days ago that I can name the 50 US states in 30 seconds, and Caitlin said that's amazing. But
that is
anyway,
amazing.
I reckon you should.
Isn't there 52?
No, there's only 50.
50 states. 52. All right.
Isn't there 52 stars in the flag?
No, there's 50 stars.
Okay. You have. Oh, I've
feel
only
free
got,
to Google it, Fev.
I've only got a 5 second clock here. I was hoping for a 30 second clock. We'll just have to trust you. All right, mate.
Hang on, I'll time it. Hang on.
Fev's going to get a stopwatch out.
Okay.
Say time's up, Fev, when 30's up.
All right. It'd be in the calculator, wouldn't it?
Oh, God.
No, I don't often go to a calculator. Oh, the clock. Okay, here we go. This stopwatch.
That was very badly
stopwatch. Going. Ready, set, go.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Alabama, Connecticut, Colorado, California, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Michigan, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, Wyoming, Washington, Wisconsin.
No, he did it in 27 seconds.
27 seconds.
Now, for those, Will. I mean, he wasn't reading. I mean, because that would have been amazing.
I don't reckon he got them all either.
Well, we don't. Well, okay. Well, let's not get. I mean, let's assume he got them all.
I think he said 52.
I actually think he said 47 because I counted them.
Yeah.
I reckon he missed a couple.
We're actually looking for an amazing story.
Yeah,
though,
I could have missed a couple.
So that's not a story. So. That's not
amazing. He just admitted he missed a couple. I think he only said 47.
He also
that's
missed
why
a couple.
We had 3 seconds
and
left.
We want stories, not sort of. It's not Australia's Got Talent. We don't. It's actually just for amazing stories.
If 30, it was, I'd go. Oh, I do it a very good day. If I was a French, he would come up on my show and I'd cook you something. Will?
Okay, thanks, Manu.
That was maybe Manu.
It sounded Indian. 1310 60 is the number. Give us a call right now. R&B Fridays rolls on. But if you've got an amazing story, I'd love to hear from you.
1019, The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
No ads for ages. We'll roll straight into R&B Fridays. It will roll on after this, guys. But some amazing stories are ready to go. Or are they, Evie and Fev?
Brooke, good morning from Eltham.
Good morning.
You got an amazing story for us, Chuck?
I do. So I was in Queensland and I was pregnant and a lady come up to me and she goes, when are you due? And I said, oh, the 24th of June. And she just looked at me and she goes, boy? I said, yes. And then she's like, No, you won't have your baby in June. Your baby will come between the 10th and the 20th of April. And my baby was born on the 16th of April, 2 months early.
That's,
oh wow.
Extraordinary. I mean, you guys can make up your minds. It sounds
That's
amazing from here.
Creepy, freakish, and amazing.
So we're going to pay that as...
100%.
Yes, it's amazing.
So, Brooke, you had a prem baby?
I did have a prem baby.
And how is he now?
He's fine now. He's actually bigger than average 15-month-old.
Wow.
Good.
Well, that's,
well, that's good. That's
great.
Was she like a reader or?
Well, I guess so, but my partner was like, she's crazy. Don't listen to her and stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Wow,
just
I would have got a number.
Random has come up and said that and it's ended up being true.
That would have blown your mind, Byron.
That's but that is almost better than amazing. We have a phenomenal sting.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
It
that's
was pretty close.
I don't think it was phenomenal.
World Cable Clip is amazing.
Okay, Bill from Craigieburn. Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Good, mate. Let's send us off to the weekend with the most amazing story of all time.
Oh, I don't know if it's an amazing story of all time, but it's amazing.
Okay.
I went to the tip about a month ago and threw out a whole heap of rubbish and didn't realise that I'd thrown a tool out in amongst that rubbish, and I remembered about a week later. And now, a month ago, about a week ago, I went to the tip again, went to throw out some more rubbish, and there was my tool in the pile of rubbish.
No.
Well, okay, let's have a chat about that. I mean, does the rubbish just sort of sit around? I mean, is it just where he left it?
Well, or? Landfill at the moment, there's a fair bit going on, so, you know, we can't get rid of it, especially plastics. So.
Was it sitting just on top?
Environmental.
Like, was it really easy to see?
I've seen the handles of it sticking out.
Okay. I mean,
was there a whole heap of other rubbish surrounding it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not sure that. I mean, up to you guys. I'm not. It's a solid story. It's really solid. But
I think
if you had said I went to the tip and then Oscar was there, that would have been pretty funny.
It's sort of interesting.
I mean, if he went back a year later, that would be amazing, don't you reckon?
That's true.
A month or so.
No, sorry. Hey, it was really good, Bill. It was good.
I liked it, Bill. I loved it.
Great. It was actually think about it. It was amazing. Well done, Bill.
Yeah, it was Evie and Byron that didn't like it, but Bill, I loved it.
Smelling like roses there, Fev. All right.
Well, it's pretty amazing.
That was phenomenal,
smelling
actually.
Like roses.
We are
amazing the tip doesn't get rid of their rubbish.
Finished for the week.
Study music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.